Those results are what was just published. What just finished was enrollment to the pivotal phase 3 study looking at this question in greater detail. So this was a large global phase 3 study. Patients who were enrolled on this trial had to have MET positive tumors, so they were screened. Actually, EGFR status was identified as well, and patients were stratified based on histology, EGFR status, and performance status, with the overall goal to prove overall survival advantage in patients who had erlotinib and onartuzumab compared with erlotinib alone. It was a randomized phase 3 study, and in September, this trial just finished enrollment.
To clarify, though, in other words, people with EGFR mutations could go in the study?
So there were patients who were identified as having EGFR mutations. Since both arms have erlotinib in them, it was reasonable to allow those patients to receive it. These patients obviously had not received erlotinib as first-line therapy. It's anticipated, based on numbers and the evolving role of erlotinib, that that would be a small fraction of the patients.
Just out of curiosity, Greg, would you expect any, bump to efficacy in these patients from adding MET or erlotinib with EGFR mutations?
So we know in patients with EGFR mutant lung cancer who develop resistance to erlotinib that MET amplification is one of those mechanisms of resistance. It's maybe not as high a frequency as we initially thought. It may be in the order of 5 to 10%. But nonetheless, that's one of the mechanisms of resistance. And by targeting that up front, it's rational to consider that we could prolong progression-free survival for these patients.
Just curiosity, when are you projecting we might see some data on this?
We think maybe in the next year we'll have results that should come out to determine if there's a role for onartuzumab. We do have some other studies in progress. Onartuzumab has been recently looked at in triple-negative breast cancer, and unfortunately the expression of MET in triple-negative breast cancer is thought to be 15% or lower, so there were no signals in that early experience in triple-negative breast cancer. Literally this month, we're waiting on results. Mark had alluded to a first-line squamous trial. There's a first-line squamous and non-squamous trial with chemotherapy with or without onartuzumab. And then actually about to open this next month is a global phase 3 study looking at the role of erlotinib with or without onartuzumab first-line in patients with EGFR mutations and MET-positive tumors.